Very good afternoon. We're live in association with the Pulse nightclub in Letterkenny on day two of the Donegal International Rally, the dual Donegal International Rally. And all of the crews are coming into service for the first time today, having completed the opening loop, the opening two stages of day two. The stages were bone dry. Great conditions for rallying and great conditions. The conditions for supporters, but looking in the distance, the grey clouds are starting to gather. We did tell you there could be a possibility of rain in the early part of the afternoon, and it's looking very, very ominous at the moment. Anyway, after eight stages, the unofficial story, as we see it, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, the Fermanagh Donegal partnership and the Super Impreza WRC, have an advantage of 24 seconds from Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan in the Ford Focus. Brake problems, we're told, with the Focus. The lining of the car, Donna's not happy. We've seen him check it at the end of the first stage tomorrow. It was a case of the same after Knockalla, but the current championship leader is sitting around 24 seconds adrift of Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. Both Jennings and Kennedy, of course, know how to win here in Donegal. Jennings done it in 2012. Rory Kennedy, of course, a former multi-winner, sitting alongside the great Bertie Fisher. Outside of the top two, Declan and Brian Boyle in the Ford Fiesta WRC are continuing to learn this new car that they have acquired from M Sport. They stalled it at the start of Knockalla, but they're about 16 seconds adrift of Donna Kelly in third position. Derek McGarty is over a minute back in fourth. Darrell Reardon is sitting 9.6 seconds adrift in fifth. And then we've got Seamus Leonard, who lost time this morning, a further 24.6 back in a sixth position overall. Outside of that, we've got Stephen Wright, sitting in a seventh position overall, with Seamus McGonigal also in the mix in the also in the mix in the international as well. Plus, in the battle for Group N, we are being informed that Adrian Ray from Castle Derg is continuing to lead that battle. Pat Kirk still involved in the mix as well, as is Darrell Leonard, but Martin Doherty is having some problems with the car, and he lost a bit of time on the Knockalla stage. Let's move to the national side of the rally. After eight stages, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett in their Mark II Escort lead this one unofficially, as we see it, by 10.8 seconds from Brian Brogan and Damien McGinnigan. Manus, of course, inherited the lead after Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan made their exit from the rally on the opening stage this morning. There was just a second between McPhillips and Kelly, but it was McPhillips who went off the road, and Manus Kelly inheriting the lead of the rally, and he's increased that advantage now to 10.8 seconds. Adrian Hetherington is in third position overall, 9.3 adrift is Hetherington, and there's 7.6 seconds between 5th and 9th, I've been told now, in the national rally. Hetherington sitting in 3rd. In 4th position is Declan McNaughton. He's over 42 seconds adrift of Hetherington. Then we go into that battle between 5th and 9th. There's just 7.6 seconds separating them. Frank Kelly is in 5th, just 0.2 behind McNaughton. Damien Gallagher is 2.3 and 6th behind Kelly. Damien Turish is 0.4 behind Gallagher in 7th. Then in 8th position is Paul Reid, 3.1 adrift. And then Richard Moffat in the first of the non-Escort cars, 9th overall in the National, 1.6 seconds adrift of Reid in 8th place. So there's a big battle between all them Escorts, and that we started sitting in the National Rally. And David Bogey, I'm just been told, is sitting in 10th. So there's a huge battle going on in there. And very, very small margins separating those crews, but Manus Kelly heads the field at the top of the national event by 10 seconds from Brian Brogan. Adrian Hetherington is in third, and at the front of the international, it's Gary Jennings, who made a big statement this morning. He leads by 24 from Donna Kelly. Declan Boyle is in a third position. The crews will be leaving service here at around 12:30, heading out to the next stage, which is a rerun of the opening two stages. We'll have Gary Gort, and then we'll have the classic of Knockalla, and once again there may be the threat of rain today. We've seen it yesterday, and there is rain there today, and there may be a threat of some rain. I mean, we see the clouds in the distance. We're going to have to wait and see if it's going to have any impact on the times over the course of the next couple of hours. We'll be back with another update for you shortly from the 2015 Jules Donegal International Rally.